Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Chummy likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, extended. Lengthy weekend, obviously plenty of sports going on. So unfortunately,
Lima no likes.
Yeah, the Cavaliers were supposed to be around for this weekend. They were not, but they did mop up
Lima likes
with their awards, their end of season awards. Donovan Mitchell, first team. Evan Mobley, second team. We already knew about defensive player of the year for Evan Mobley. Kenny Atkinson, coach of the year. And as I'm watching all of these games and I'm trying to find solutions, why did this happen to the Cavs? Why did a team like a Pacers, who each and every game the Cavs were favored to win in every single one of those games, and the Pacers, who finally had a setback, finally had a blown lead of their own, I find myself not really coming up with concrete answers as to where we're at, other than, yeah, it kind of sucks. To quote Ken Carman, sucks to be us. Right now, as we're sitting here,
I would say sucks to be you. I don't like saying
yeah.
Sucks to be us.
Does it? First of all, were you able to find any kind of joy in those end of season awards as a regular season accomplishment?
It makes me feel worse. And watching the Pacers and Knicks play each other makes me feel even worse than I was before about where the Cavs are. I see two teams decking each other every single chance they get, and we're just collecting individual awards of the season that was a massive disappointment. So it just feels like a bunch of stuff that it's almost like, well, yeah, you guys are great individual players, but together when it's really testing you, nah, you can't do it.
Do you think there is some sentiment that as Clevelanders, while we try to relish some successes in years that we don't win titles, because again, 99.9% of the time, you're not going to win a title, and we've only got one to show for it here. Is there any way to counterbalance the misery at the end of the seasons where you're a good team, but you don't go as far as you want to? But hey, we had a lot of memories along the way.
Not until
a lot of good times.
Not until 5-10 years from now. When they're all gone and we have started anew. But as of right now, no, you've only got to the second round of the playoffs. If you were an expansion franchise and we just went to the second round of the playoffs, then maybe, but I mean, there's 50 years of history there. There's a championship in there. There's guys whose numbers hang in the rafters, some controversially, as Lyman will specify. But there's numbers that hang in the rafters. There's numbers that are to be hung in the rafters. Hanged or hunged in the rafters? Hung. Not hunged. It ain't hunged. Hung in the rafters?
Yeah, just a G.
Sure. Yeah. Not hanged in the rafters? Yeah, whatever.
Why would you hang them?
Well, if I said they're going to hang Owen, and then after he's hung, they don't say he's hung. They say he was hanged.
Yeah.
So hanged. Either way, they're up in the rafters.
Hung man.
There was the scorpion death drop in the rafters.
Not to be confused with John Hamm. They also say was a hunged man.
Hamm and Bubbly. It's been a long, great history, and this is a disappointment. There we go. That's right. A way to put finishing touches on that one.
That's
Lord.
I think that works. I will say one thing that is forever done, I think, in NBA games, at least for me.
Lima no like.
Live tweeting NBA games.
Now, why is that?
What is the point? What is the point of ever having big opinions during an NBA yes. game when we're seeing now in the playoffs 20-point leads. Like, old me would have been sitting there going, this is why we're not good enough, or this is why I told you we'd win. What is the point? We've had five of these games, five
game
or
two
six
against the Pacers. I felt really confident about a tweet with 50 something seconds to go, and then they lost.
Ferrara put Albert Breer on blast because he was live tweeting during the game the other night, and they came back from that deficit because it was basically like au revoir, Knicks.
Yeah,
and Jerry Ferrara was like, "Oh, it's your first Knicks game you've ever seen." It's like, ooh.
But it's funny.
Ooh.
It's not even just the Knicks. It's everybody. Everybody is good to blow a 20-point lead because of the three-point shooting variance, the pace of play, even in the playoffs where it slows down. It still is obviously not slowed down enough.
Lane violations that don't get called ever.
That's for sure. And also, if you really think about it, if any of these NBA games went another, what would you say the time would be? If I put 10 seconds longer on every NBA game, how many of the outcomes would change? Feels like half of them.
A ton of them, because there'd be at least five more points scored total in the game.
We would have won game two. I think we would have won game two.
Yes, and if you had another 5 seconds on, might have lost it again.
I probably lost game two.
So we're so critically analyzing all this stuff, and for what purpose? Speaking of critically analyzing, I think I'm done with
Lima No Lies.
The Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, can we even call it that? Apparently, Aaron Rodgers shed some light again on what might be going.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Down
on X.
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
On a road trip. I don't know. I'm not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship. All one way.
That was weird. Yeah, they do play the Bears coming up on November 23rd.
It's exhausting.
At Chicago, 1 p.m.
It's honestly exhausting. And
Steelers.
I'm sure, what? Do they have OTAs pretty soon?
Yeah.
Is Aaron just skipping?
We're OTAing this week, right?
Well, because it worked out so well for Aaron the last few times he skipped OTAs.
I did not hear that audio before.
He's just not going to do it?
Didn't even know it existed until someone said it.
There was an article on CBS from yesterday, CBS Sports from yesterday, that he'd be open to retiring as a Packer. That's the last thing I ever saw about Aaron Rodgers. I did not know about this audio. I apologize. I did not know about that.
I did watch, and Mason watched. My boy Mason, 15
Two
months.
Lima's life.
Trying to see if he's getting into the race car driving. Oh. We watched the Indy 500.
Watched all three. Happy to tell you.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you. Where
1,500.
First of all, where is the Indy 500 in the year 2025? How big it is in Indy? No, you're right. We've got one of these.
Yep.
Answer correctly.
I think there's
already
been a resurgence. It was their first sellout they've had in 9 years.
That. So where have been
that
the sellouts?
That place holds like 450,000 people. It is a big, big, big thing.
It has that many people.
It's so big. Yes.
Okay.
I think because it kind of got out that it's a giant party. Like, I thought it was a little bit more buttoned up than what it was. And then people are like, oh no, Kenny, look at the old. I went and looked, because I'm like that. I went up and looked old YouTube footage up from like, WISH.
Was there a Ray Hall involved?
And, well, Bobby Ray Hall did win it in 89. Okay. I saw Danny
Sullivan. Is there an Emerson Fittipaldi?
Danny Sullivan's still looking good. The spin and the win from 1985 still looking good. Did Emerson Fittipaldi win?
I'm just trying to think of names from my youth.
Al Unser Jr.
Oh, there
Michael
you go.
Andretti, Mario Andretti.
The Andretti's, of course. The flying Andretti's.
It was always a big thing whether or not he was going to be able to get off the Schneid and win the Indianapolis 500 because his legendary
fastest?
Father had won the
Are
Indianapolis 500.
The fastest cars that exist, or is that
I would imagine F1 is faster, but that is certainly disputed.
But those are road courses on the actual oval is where you're going to see them the fastest.
Got a hot racing take here. I think the F1 cars are now too big for Monaco.
They can't be the fastest car because I saw a semi truck with four jet engines at the airport during an air show.
If you ever saw, did you ever see the documentary Senna?
No.
It's very good.
Senna Pete?
A human centipede.
Ayrton Senna died as a race car driver. And they were basically, F1 was like a glorified go-kart back in the day. So it was small and you could get around. Now it's all qualifying. You can't pass anybody. And honestly, a car looks like it's almost too big for the streets of Monaco.
Okay.
But they had the Monaco Grand Prix in the morning, and then the Grand Prix of Monaco. And then you have the Indianapolis 500 midday. And then Kyle Larson, he tried to do the 1,100 miles, and it didn't go well for him. He wrecked during the Indianapolis 500.
Miles.
And then he ended up... I forget where he finished in the Coke 600. All I know is that Ross Chastain won.
They also booed Tom Brady at the Indy 500. Final note. And you know what? I'm giving the thumbs up.
Lima likes.
You know what? I've seen a lot of criticism of Cleveland's own. Shaker Heights' own. MGK. And I have to say, I think he pulled it off. He pulled off a song parody. He's doing Weird Al now. We already knew MGK migrated to more pop music just to show his range. Did you see the music video, Kenny?
I saw it. I go, what the hell is he doing?
He looks like he's in a boy band.
He's singing into a broom handle way too much.
He's dancing. He's twirling.
He makes heart hands.
I think that this is a take on stereotypical cliches of music.
So he's getting trashed.
At least I hope it is.
One household on this show, he's getting trashed. It's mine.
I imagine.
The kids don't like it?
No. Oh, Owen.
What about the kids?
And I think...
who cares about that?
I think you're playing in to exactly what he wanted to do with the audience. He wanted to reel you in.
When I was a kid, MGK was a wild boy. All right?
Yes. Those pop-ups.
That is not it.
What was it called? What did he used to do? He used to ambush... No, when he had everybody at the malls.
EST Fest and all. Oh.
What did they call that?
Yeah. I don't remember.
But they'd start dancing out of nowhere. Yep. Yeah, I forget the hell that was.
Blitzkriegs.
That was not it. No.
Oh. This seems to me to be very calculated.
What was it?
And it seems like he's always been a risk taker.
Flash mob. It was flash mob. Yes. That's it.
Yes, but there'd be arrests at his flash mob.
It was close.
Yeah, there would.
So where do you come out on this, Kenny? Do you think this is all part of the plan? He intentionally made it look like he was exactly what his fans would hate and despise.
Now, if he flash mobs with this, I'll be back on board.
I will tell
you. If you can get 300 guys singing into broomsticks, let's do it.
I will tell you later next hour what my thoughts are on this.
Okay.
And that
we need
is,
more of a deep dive.
And that is, I think we do.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.